My question of the week is simply, what is the church? I'm not going to repeat everything I've just said, but just to summarize it in this way. It's not the building, though it may meet in a building. It's not primarily an organization, though it will be organized. It's not a social club, although it will be social. It's not a community group, although it will serve the community. It's not a political party, although it affects politics. The church is the body of Christ, the family of God, the fellowship of God's people. It is the pillar and foundation of the truth. It consists of all those who are called out to worship and serve God, individuals and their families. It is those who have received new life and as a result devote themselves to the apostles' teaching, hospitality, fellowship, community, prayer, and proclaiming the good news of Christ. The church is the family of the Father, founded on the Son, filled by the Spirit. It is the fullness of Christ. It is the bride of Christ. It is the glory of Christ. It is far grander and more beautiful than any common perception we may have. The old hymn says, glorious things of thee are spoken, Zion, city of our God. We need a much higher view of the church. It's not my church. We were praying together before, and a Freudian slip of praying for David's church. Oh, you're in so much trouble if this is my church. Not my church. Not your church. The church is Christ's church. And if we grasp that, that's why we pray for the church across the road as much, perhaps, as we pray for ourselves, because we want Christ to be glorified.